It is 17 past 8 on The Sound Alternative. I've been teasing all morning that Spice World were going to come join you, and the time has finally arrived. Johnny Burrows, Lyndon Blue and Rianne Todhunter are all names that you're familiar with. Between them, there's countless musical projects that have brought joy to our ears. But now, in an exciting twist, their elusive Spice World band are ready to make it official, releasing a double A-side at the end of the week. Johnny, Rianne and Lyndon are all with us on breakfast. Hello, folks.
Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming to hang out. Johnny, I want to start with you. Take us back to... I know, it's all right. You're going to know the answer. I can promise. Take us back to the start. Like, when did Spice World become a thing?
Well, it began with me and Lyndon. Purely just through living together, I guess.
Yeah. I flew back to the West Side at the very tail end of 2020, and Johnny dropped a line and was like, we've got a spare room in the house. And then over the summer, we just ended up sitting on the porch playing guitars pretty often, and that song started to happen.
It was very organic.
Oh, very organic. I like that.
Biodynamic.
Yeah, compostable.
Yeah.
Sure. I love that this is, for me, what I pick up from it is that it's just friends that get to hang out and play music together, because you've all got lots of projects in lots of different sort of formats and formations, but nothing as like the three or four of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Until now. So like it is very sort of soothing, just casual get-togethers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rianne, this was meant to be like a one-time thing. I think I remember seeing a gig poster in 2021, like first final goodbye show and debut show all in one.
Yeah, that's correct. It was debut and goodbye show.
And goodbye.
But we ended up playing another gig. Mm-hmm. I think the same week, maybe the night after, we played a house show and dubbed that as the comeback tour,
right?
And tried to come up with some drama, just because I think the initial concept was kind of hinging on Julia, our drummer, being here from Melbourne for a very short amount of time. And so it was initially just going to be a one-off, and then we just... all really like playing
we
music together.
So
we kept doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's a two-piece. Sometimes Johnny and Lyndon play songs together. And sometimes I'm there. And then when we get Julia home, as we do in the next few days, then we get to play with all four of us together.
Yeah.
So it's an absolute treat.
Yeah, it's a rare treat the end of this week when the launch happens, because the four of you, the quartet, is back together. Johnny, talk to us about Julia for folks who maybe aren't familiar. Is Julia based in Melbourne or in Perth?
In Melbourne.
Okay.
But is from Perth, right?
Yeah, from here.
Has
played on and off in a few different projects, but just all made sense to get the four of us playing in a room. And it's just a treat when we can do it. Yeah.
I can't believe that.
Great marketing ploy as well.
It is. I feel like you've squeezed so many like band cliches into like a 12-month span of the comeback tour and the departing tour and whatever else. And we haven't even had any like recorded and released music up until this point. So testament to your marketing skills. We're joined this morning by three quarters of Spice World. They're in the studio. Johnny, Lyndon and Rianne join us. They're getting ready to launch two debut singles at the end of the week. I'll give you details of where and when you can see that happen. This comes as part of the debut album, which is very exciting. There's No I in Spice World. Lyndon, talk us through a little bit of making this album, because it came together pretty quickly in terms of recording, yeah?
Yeah, you could say that. it was, I don't even know when we did it.
It was like, kind of like one of the last days of last year. It was like right in that weird in between Christmas and New Year summer period.
Gotcha. And yeah, once again, everything was kind of like determined by how long Julia was in town.
Right. time crunch on yourself.
So, yeah, we just set everything up as best we knew how. We never recorded a band before. But just in the lounge room and hit record. And then, like, whatever happened was what the album was going to be. So, yeah, you're going to hear it just raw and real. There's no I in Spice World.
Talk me through, you're not supposed to ask about names of bands or whatever, but like I feel like there's a something behind that, Rhian. Where does Spice World come from?
The name existed before I was in the band.
Okay.
And so I feel like that's a...
It's our...
Go on, Johnny. Come on, fill us in.
Well, I mean, it's just the Spice Girls film. It's called Spice World.
Mm-hmm. It's and, a marketing marvel, that film.
Yeah.
There's so much product placement going on.
Also, that weird scene with the aliens. Do you remember that? Like,
oh, yeah.
The creepy aliens.
Yeah, the jet. And there's like when they're on the Spice World jet and there's just like product placement. That's like what the film's about. It's like it's a critique on just subliminal messaging.
I would like to say it's linked to our great marketing skills, but
it all makes sense.
It's not.
Now.
I don't. Is it just because we have a song about it's a song? There's a song about, which is one of these singles, "Dying to Go," and it's just about listening to "Spice Up Your Life" by Spice Girls and like wanting to fake your death and run away.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I'll leave
Start
folks
a new
to
life.
Yeah. Folks are going to hear that in a moment. We're going to play the recorded version and you can take from that what you will. But you are going to play live for us this morning, which I'm very excited about. Tell me a bit about what we're about to hear in Oh, What a Pity, What a Shame.
This is one of the songs that, like, so the other song, Dying to Go, was a very early Spice World track, and then What a Pity, What a Shame is probably one of the most recent ones that we came up with. And, yeah, I don't know. It's just this strange, meandering folk song about false starts and dashed hopes. And I don't know. Yeah, we got a lot of sad songs that are still really fun to play.
Okay.
It's one of those.
That's a vibe.
Good stuff for first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Totally. People need, like, gentle coaxing out into the world at this time. Johnny, you made mention when you asked to come and talk about Spice World that there's a language warning in this song.
Oh, yeah. I just used the F word a few times.
Okay. That's all right. We've warned people now. I'll let you get all set up. Live on Breakfast with a language warning. It's Spice World. Oh, What a Pity, What a Shame.
Give it a crack.
Go on.
Shut the door with force, you've gotta slam it if you really want it. It gets a little jammed sometimes. What's the lyric? Baby's got a brand new ride. She's looking pretty fucking hot tonight. Well, good luck trying to shut the lid. And I think this is going well. Think and agree as well. Crazy thing to do. Take the bloody fucker out. Give him a kiss from me. Everything's covered up in green. Oh, what a pity, what a shame. You barely made it to the starting lane. Oh, what a pity, what a shame. You enjoy yourself along the way. myself along the way. Shut the blinds a second time. Show me where the pots and pans go. It will be different when I know. Of all the things that I could say, and now I wonder where the long days go, digging up what I sowed. Pushing through the street parade, huddled in the smoke. I know I cut a crooked figure, but could I fit you like a cap? Or will I see you round the traps? Oh, what a pity, what a shame. You barely made it to the starting lane. Oh, what a pity, what a shame. You enjoy yourself along the way. Oh, what a pity, what a shame. You barely made it to the starting lane. Oh, what a pity, what a shame. Hope you enjoyed yourself along the way.
On Breakfast, you just got to hear a live tune there from Spice World. Oh, what a pity, what a shame. Thank you, folks. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Definitely coaxing people out at 8:30 on a Tuesday morning. Not as many swears as I thought either, which is always nice. Thank you.
Nice, subtle.
Subtle. Appropriate use of swears. I want to say that was the first time that Spice World's ever been played on the radio, but it's not because some mysterious bootleg popped up in February this year.
Yeah, we leaked a song for Valentine's Day. Doug and Annika, we leaked our, I guess it's a love song. It's kind of an anti-love song.
Right.
To be played on their show. I don't know. How do you feel about it, John?
I guess they're all anti-love songs a little bit.
Now you tell me.
Oh, no. You've thrown all the marketing things at the wall today. We are going to get to see Spice World launching two singles, double A-side, this Friday at the Buffalo Club down in Wallulup with the Razors, who are coming fresh off a European tour, and Dolphin as well. We're going to play a recorded version of the other single. Johnny, tell us a little bit about Dying to Go. This is the Spice Girls song.
Yeah, so, okay. You know, it's about listening to Spice Girls and wanting to spice up your life, quite literally.
Okay.
We call it our theme song.
Your theme song. Is it because, like, you're dying to go to a Spice Girls concert? Is that the concept?
I think it's more like dying to go, like dying.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's open fake to dying. Interpretation.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay.
I mean, I didn't really give much away. I just said dying to go.
Right. There needs to be a comma in there then, shortly.
Well, who knows? Where would the comma go? Well,
or a semicolon. I don't know. We're going to hear it on Breakfast right now. This is Spice World with Dying to Go. Folks, thank you for coming and hanging out on Breakfast with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.